We're going to proceed now to the two dots. Gufa. Amar Rav Dimi bar Yosef. Amar Rav. So Rav said, Shloshish ha'achlu kiyachas, three who ate together. Obviously, that is, we're referring back to the situation where they ate together in a situation where they have a chiyuv zimun, obviously. V'yotza echer mehem l'shuk. And one went outside to the shuk. Now, it's not telling you anything about the circumstances. What he went out for, is he coming back, is he gone? Yeah. So you pretty much have to use your own judgment over here on the basis of what follows. Which seem to mean, well, we don't know if he did deliberately or if he forgot, but that's it. He's left without benching. He left the place without benching. Okay, so now what do you have? You have two people remaining in a bit of a dilemma, which is based upon the fact that they have a chiyuv of zimun, not just the bench. Benching they can do, but they have a chiyuv of zimun. And the third party is gone. So he said, Rav said, Korin lo, umezamnin alav. You call to him, and mezamnin alav. That's a little bit of an ambiguous term. Just generally speaking, means you include him in the Zimun. So that, then the question of course is, what is the idea? What's the Chiddush over here? I mean, what does it mean, Kohen Lo? Does it mean Kohen Lo, Umazamina Love? There's many ways you can explain it. You can call to him and remind him and he comes back. Does it mean that he comes back and he joins you? And then you have three? Of course, if that's the case, then the question would be, what's the Chiddush? If we're going to demand that he returns, and you call him, remind him, he returns. And now, once he's returned, you have the Zimun. So then we'd have to, if that's the way you're learning, we'd have to ask, well, what's the Chiddush? Why would I have thought differently? I mean, the main thing is, he's here with us now. Or are we saying that no? That if we call to him, so then he can be included in the Zimun from the place where he's at. He doesn't have to come back. Which is the way most of the Rishonim learn it. The first way of learning it, that he actually has to come back, there is a position which learns that way. That's what it's, that he can't be included in the Zimun if he doesn't come back. But that's a minority view, as we'll see. Others learn that he can participate in the Zimun from the place where he is. And of course, then the question will arise, well, why? How, either what's the Chiddush? If that's obvious to you, then what's the Chiddush? Or if it's not obvious to you, then how is that possible? We'll soon see that it is a Chiddush, because the next point that's going to be introduced is that this is possible only by three, and then can it be by ten? So you see, once you raise the issue that when you have ten, you can't do it. So then you see that it's not so pashut. Another question that's going to emerge is, according to those who learn, that he can participate from where he is. What does it mean to mezamnin alav? Are we talking merely about the Zimun? When most people talk about Zimun, they're referring to the Birkas HaZimun, Nevarach, the extra bracha, Nevarach Shechal Mishalov. And everybody responds, Baruch Shechal Mishalov Uvetu V'chayinu. That's one idea. But what about the Birkas HaMazon? Is the Yotzei Birkas HaMazon as well, or is that something different? Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, V'hu dekarule v'ani. And that is that they call to him and he answers. What does that mean? That he's in the shuk, but he's modifying the original, the principle. He's modifying it to say that that's only if they call him and he answers. Rashi v'udekar levi ani. Shesamachu etzlam, that he's close to them, viona baruchu, and he answers baruchu. So according to Rashi, the qualification is that he has to be within proximity so that he can answer. He can participate. He hears them, and I would assume they hear him. Amma Marzutra, Marzutra now adds another qualification. Velo Amran, Ela Bishlosha. And this was not said. This is not a machlokas over here. Of course, you could say a havamina, but he wants to make it clear, because once you've established a point by three, that Koren Lo was Amna Lov, so now, what about by ten? So he said, Velo Amran El Bishlosha. This was only said by three. Abu Basara, but by ten, Ad Dinaiti, until he actually comes. That is to say, you could have Zimun. If you had 10 people and one person left, there's no problem because you have 9 left. So you're not in the same situation. However, there's a difference between the Zimun of Asara. The Zimun of Asara is a qualitatively different level, as is evidenced by the fact that you say, Nevarach Elokeinu Shachal Mishlo. You actually mention God's name. So what they mean over here is if the 10th person left, so now you're left with 9. Well, you could have Zimun, but you can't have the Zimun of Nevarach Elokeinu. So you might think that it's the same thing, that in order to create the Zimun of Nevarach Elokeinu, then it's enough that Koren Lo. Here, Marzutra is coming to tell you that that's not the case, that you can only have the phenomenon of Asara when he actually returns to the place. So, of course, the question is, well, what's the difference? Once you establish that there's a phenomenon of Koren Lo Vionin, and Nizamnin, so what's the why should it matter with regard to 10? But nevertheless, that's Marzutra's point. So Rashi, lo amran de lo tzarech lemeisi gabayu, we have not said that it's unnecessary to come to be with them, ela shlosha, except by 3. Aval asara, sheyistarfu, mishum askaras Hashem, but by 10, in order to be mitzaref, because of for the ability to mention God's name, ad yasi gabayu, it's no good until he actually is physically with them. Now that itself becomes the subject of a dispute. Maskev la Ravashi, Ravashi questioned this. Adarava, ipcha mistavra. To the contrary, it appears to be the opposite. Tisha nirin kasara. 9 look like 10. Shnayim ain nirin kishlosha. 2 don't look like 3. This is a fascinating development. What it means to say is that this issue of Yasa Lashuk, one person went to the Shuk, Koren Lo Mazam and Olav. Now, a basic machlokus has developed around this point. And everybody agrees that the phenomenon exists. But you have to see how it applies to the case of 3 and how it applies to the case of Asara. So now you have a machlokus. Let's go through the positions. Rav was the first. Rav clearly holds that it applies by 3. Right? And Abaya agrees with Rav. He just modifies the point. That's within talking range, where they can communicate, communication range. Then you have Marzutra who agrees. So these first three positions agree, but now introduces us to something which apparently Rav and Abai didn't talk about, the issue of 10. Marzutra introduces the issue of 10. And he just wants to let you know, and perhaps that's his explanation, that they only spoke in terms of 3 because this doesn't apply to 10. That's Marzutra's position, that it applies to 3 and it doesn't apply to 10. Now, the Ravashi's position, there's one position over here that seems to be missing. Because it's possible to say that you agree by 3. You agree by 3 and you're saying, and you could say the same thing applies by 10. You could argue with that last point. But that's not the case. Ravashi is not coming to argue on 10. I mean, he's arguing by 10, but his main point is Ibcha Mesavra. That it's the exact opposite. That is, it applies by 10, it doesn't apply by 3. Nirin Kasara. The Ein Adam Amaher Lahavchin Bein Asara Latisha. That a person can't readily distinguish between 9 and 10. At first glance, the argument seems to be very difficult to fathom. What does that have to do with anything? What something looks like and doesn't look like. Before you saw the Gemara, had I asked anybody with regard to the concept of a minyan, or you need anything, you require asara. So then, how do we establish that they're there? You do a count. If anyone were to say, well, it looks like there's 10 here, let's start davening. And not going through a count.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, that's okay. Look, sometimes you don't really have to count. I'm not saying you're always mechuyev to count, because you can look in a room and you can see for sure that there's a minyan there. So once you do that, you have a right to base yourself on that. There's no halacha that says you must actually count. There's 15 people, you take one glance, you know there's a minyan. Fine. But when it's close, you have to count. The fact of the matter is, what Rashi is saying, the truth of that, is that we do count. When there are 9, a lot of times you only have 9. Well, why do you have to count? It looked like 10. So very often it'll be a close call. And the only way you know it is through counting. However, in such a case, where it looks like we might have a minyan, and raise your hands and people start counting, and then you only have 9, so what's the conclusion? You can't, because you only have 9. Then no one's going to suggest, well, 1 second, but it looks like 10. What good is that? Who cares what it looks like? You have to have 10. You have to have 10. That's what's strange about this. Why would I care what it looks like? Since when does that play a role in halacha? Once he establishes that idea, that somehow or other, the fact that it looks like 10, so then it is 10. On the basis of that argument, he then proceeds to 3, and you're right. Because 2 don't look like 3. You're not going to make that mistake. You don't have to count. In order to establish whether there's a zimun of 3, no one ever counts. You just look. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Naktinan, Shnaim She'achlu Ka'achas, Mitzvah L'chalek. Oh. V'hilchza Kamar Zutra. Kamar says. And the halacha is in accordance with Mar Zutra, which is that by 3, Koran Lo Mazaminalov. By 10, he's got to be physically present. My Tama, what's the reason? Kivin the boy lot kure shem shemayim, since we're talking about the requirement to mention God's name, the whole idea of 10. Batzer me'asara lav orachara. Less than 10 is not orachara, not appropriate. Or Derech Eretz, as they say. If you take a look at the Rabban Yonah, Amar Abaya, that's on page 29 in our booklets, Lamed Gimel in the Dapei Harif. So he says that Abaya holds Shetzarech Lo Dio, that it's necessary to inform him. She is Kaveh, She Yitztari, if you know him, that he should have Kavana to join together with him. Vishayan El Zimun, and that he should answer for Zimun. Now, that seems pashut. Well, what else? He seems to be telling us something that's new. Well, obviously you have to inform him, and obviously he has to participate. What do you mean? If it's chiddush that he's not physically present, fine. But this is obvious. We're going to the Mishnah Berurah. So in Orach Chaim, Kuf Tzadik Dalad. So he brings down the halacha. This is halacha lamaisa. Shlosh shachl v'yotze echad v'yam l'shuk. 3 who ate and one went outside. Kovrinoso, umodiyin lo, shirotzim lezameng. You call him and you inform him that you want to be mezameng. Kidei shiachavein v'yitztari imahem. In order that he has kavana and joins with them, v'yana imahem birkas zimun. And answers with them birkas zimun. V'yosim yidei chavasam. And they fulfill their obligation. Afalpi she'eno ba. V'yoshev imahem. Even though he doesn't come and sit with them. Okay, then he goes on to say, Mahani mili b'shlosha, that's only by 3. Aval basara, but by 10, kiven shetzrichim lahaskir as Hashem, since they have to mention God's name, eino mitztarfim, they're not mitztarif, ashe yavo v'yeshev imahem. Until he comes and sits with them. Okay. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah. And Sifkatan Vav, number Vav. The Yana Imoyam, commenting on the words that this person who's separated himself from the group has to answer with them. He says, Avalam Eino Ona, but if he doesn't answer, Ein Mezamnin Alav. You can't include him in the Zimun. Mishum de Eino Omed Imoyam, because he's not standing with them. Now, why is this point of such significance? It seems to be obvious. Because it's not so. It's a big chiddush. Aval imhoya omed imohem. Let's ask, what if he was standing with them? Let's say he had not gone to the shuk. And he wasn't answering. Could the group then do zimun and include in the zimun the third person, even though the person was not responding? Aval imhoya omed imohem. But if he was standing with them, af im eino ona imohem, even if he does not answer with them, mizamnin olav bal karcho, then they can include him in the zimun even against his will. Kemavur lekaman siman reish, as is explained later on in siman reish. So let's turn immediately to siman reish, where the point is elucidated. We now turn to Siman Reish, Sif Aleph, Shlosha Shachul Kiyachod, 3-8 together. We're going to be learning this Gemara soon. So two are finished and they want a bench, as opposed to one is finished. So when two are finished and wants the bench, then the third is obligated to interrupt his meal, to join with them, because of their Eretz. So Echad Mafsik Al Karcho L'Shnayim. So one person has to interrupt his meal, even if he doesn't want to, for the two. V'ona imam birkas zimun, and he answers with them the birkas zimun. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah comments, that is to say that it's not up to him whether he wants to or doesn't want to, because the din is mechayev him, because he's the minority, so you have to have a certain order. And two, against one, you go by the majority. That makes sense. But what if he doesn't want to? What if he doesn't want to stop eating? He doesn't want to participate. V'afilu lo rotza lahafsik. And even if he doesn't want to be mafsik, mizamnin olav. We include him in the zimun. Bein ona, whether he answers, bein eino ona, whether he doesn't answer, kol shu omed sham, as long as he's there. That seems to be a big chiddush. But more than a big chiddush, what emerges now is what? A lack of consistency between what we just learned in the previous siman about the individual who has left the group. The Mamanushach question would seem to be that we've established that in the Zimun of Shlosha, if two want to be Mezamein, and they can include the third. That is the third who was part of the group. A group got together and they ate together. So all three are connected. So even if the third party is not cooperating, so to speak, that is, he continues eating and he's not answering, he's not participating in the Zimun, it doesn't matter. Of course, you have to explain why. Where's the third person? Don't you need three? Fine, that's a question which one can ask. But right now, we're not asking that question. Having established that, whatever the reason is, that's the reality. If so, what you've said is that where you have a group of three, then two of them are doing Zimun, so they can include the third, even if the third is not participating. So now the only thing we want to ask is, if you have three that ate together, one left, and he's within communication range, is he still considered to be part of the group? Would seem to be the issue. So if we say that yes, which we see from Karun Lo Mezamnin Olav, well, all that should indicate is that he's still part of the group, so why can't we be mezamen our love even if he doesn't answer? Here, that's now we understand the point that's been made by Ben Yonah. Everybody's emphasizing that he has to answer, and answering is absolutely essential. But why should answering be absolutely essential? If the point is that even though he's left, as long as he's within a certain range, he's still part of the group. And you've already established that when you have a group of three, you can include the third person, Bal Kocho. So why is it that in this situation of three, you can't include him, Bal Kocho, unless he participates? The Mishnah Brura in Reish is saying that when the Mechaber says that in the case where they're all together, the two can include the third Bal Karcho, Kivin Shu Omet Sham, because he's standing there, Vishomea, and he hears, V'yachol Lanos, and he can answer, even though he doesn't answer. Now in parentheses it says, Ulafuke Kishe Yatzalachutz, and that is to exclude the case where he went outside. He's now linking up with what he said before. Ukdilael, Besimin Kuv Sadek Dalet Sif Beis, as I've explained above. Umiyu hu bevade ene yotze. However, he points out that this person himself certainly is not yotze. Elim kein hifstik v'yoni moyam. All right, so there's two issues over here. Can the group, the two others, can they do it? Even if the third is not participating against his will, that the answer is yes. But of course, he's pointing out, which is logical, that doesn't. But the third person himself is not going to be yotze if he's not answering. Fine, but that does not concern us here. We're only concerned with the two. So we seem to have a contradiction between a case of two and a recalcitrant. I just wanted to. Now we go to the Meiri, page 165 in the Meiri, page 87 in our booklets. Second column. Shloshes ha'achlu. V'yotza echemem l'shuk. Kodem shi'yavarech. I haven't seen an argument. Parenthetically, the question is being raised on the case we learned in Siman Reish that three are together. And one doesn't want to be mafsik, the other two can include him. And the question is being raised, how about according to the Man D'Yama who says that that's the essence of Zeman, is one person calls and two responds. Where's the two responding over here? What's the issue as to whether he can be Yotze Birkas HaMazon? Now a new hitch, so to speak, has developed. That there may be a difference in terms of the capability of being Yotze Zeman as opposed to the capability of being Yotze Birkas HaMazon. That's introduced to us by the Meiri. Because he's making the point that he is Yotze.